40 days after Easter, the time had come for our Lord to ascend to heaven, back to his heavenly Father. As we say and profess in the Creed, he ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father in glory. So with the ascension, no longer is our Lord bound by time and space. No longer is he locked into one particular physical position at one certain point. Rather, glorified in heaven, Jesus can be with us, each one of us, every moment of our lives. Nevertheless, our Lord commissions the church, his apostles, to carry on his mission. So he tells them to go out, preach the gospel, make disciples, baptize, and teach everything that he has commanded. In a sense, that our Lord has ascended into heaven, but the role of the church is to make Christ present, to bring him down into our midst here and now. We do this, then, in many ways. So it is the church that has preserved the Word of God. It is our Catholic Church that produced what we call the Bible. The church, guided by the Holy Spirit, continues to teach what has been revealed and understand it. We call that sacred tradition, the handing on of the faith. An example, our catechism, our creed that we profess at each Sunday Mass. The church performs the sacraments. Really, Christ is performing, but it's through those sacraments that the church performs that Christ is present. He is sharing with us his life. Through the church, the work of Christ continues. Each of us, given our own particular vocation, has a role to play in the mission of Christ. So in all, yes, Christ has ascended. Christ, though, is with us. We have to make him present. Now, in the gospel, our Lord seems to tell of these different signs that will accompany the apostles. Some makes clear sense, like Jesus says, you'll speak these foreign languages. The apostles went out to the whole world that they knew at the time, and they were able to communicate the gospel in these different languages. We hear of how some of the apostles performed miracles, like Peter and Paul, both curing a paralyzed man. We hear of how they exorcised demons. Saint Peter exorcised demons. Then there's a couple of peculiar items. Jesus says to them, you'll be able to pick up serpents with your hands, and if you drink any deadly thing, it will not harm you. Well, here our Lord's not saying, go play with rattlesnakes or go drink strychnine. No. Serpent always refers to the evil one, the devil. Same word throughout sacred scripture, the devil. And the devil always tries to bring his poison into the world. A good example of how this plays out, St. John the Evangelist was in Ephesus, where he lived with our Blessed Mother. He's preaching, and a priest of the temple of the goddess Diana invited him to some dinner. The priest was upset because John was making converts. So the priest offered him this cup of wine. John, inspired by the Holy Spirit, knew something was wrong. He blessed the cup. Not only did it shatter, but also a serpent, a snake, crawled out of it. So the idea here is that Christ will be present to us so that our minds will not be poisoned by the evil one, so that we will be able to resist the evil one. Nevertheless, as we think about the ascension, how beautiful it is, we also celebrate Mother's Day. In looking at motherhood, that very special vocation, we see a special part of the mission of our Lord. So you fathers just have to wait till June. But with that, we think then especially of our Blessed Mother. Yes, she's the physical mother of Jesus. She had conceived by the Holy Spirit. She performed all those good motherly tasks that any mother does. Even more importantly, though, she shows to us a spiritual motherhood, essential for any mother. And so we look at Mary and we see, first of all, the mother, who is a holy woman. Mary was full of grace, free of all sin, even the stain of original sin. With that, she always said yes to the will of God. Secondly, she was the mother who always presented Jesus and who taught others about Jesus. Whether we think of the simple shepherds at Christmas or we think of the wise magi at the Epiphany, Mary was always making our Lord known to others and drawing others to our Lord. Never should we think that Mary in some way impedes our relationship or distracts us from having the right relationship with Christ. No, she wants us to be fully united with her Son. Mary, too, was the good intercessor. We remember how at the wedding feast of Cana, our Lord's first miracle, she saw what could be a disaster, the running out of wine at a wedding feast. She told Jesus. She trusted in what he would do. Jesus performed the miracle. I think, too, when she stood at the foot of the cross, Mary was interceding. We use that phrase, being there for someone. Mary was there, silently, in her love, with her Son. And she was showing us, too, there's always the hope of the resurrection, that every Good Friday gives way to an Easter Sunday if we remain faithful. So here's this beautiful role of motherhood that our Blessed Mother shows, that she is truly that holy woman, the one who is the teacher and the presenter of the faith, the one who is the intercessor. A beautiful example that illustrates this is in the life of our Holy Father, Pope John Paul II, of course, now a canonized saint. He lost his own mom when he was just 9 years old, shortly after the time of his first Holy Communion. He took our Blessed Mother, though, as his own, and always relied on her help, her intercession, her protection, especially during those awful years of Nazism and communism that he lived through. I think, though, of another day that coincides with today. On May the 13th, 1981, he was having an audience at St. Peter's. Now, May 13th, of course, is the celebration of Our Lady of Fatima, when back in 1917, our Blessed Mother appeared to the three children in Portugal. She told them to tell the people, repent, convert your lives, turn back to the Lord, and say the rosary for conquering evil. Well, as Holy Father Pope John Paul II was driving through St. Peter's Square, a shot rang out. A paid assassin linked to the KGB shot our Holy Father at point-blank range. One bullet hit one of his fingers, one bullet pierced his stomach. He collapsed in his Pope mobile. As he was falling into unconsciousness, he simply said, O Mary, my mother, my mother. Fortunately, there's an ambulance in the square, but the siren didn't work of all things. The ambulance was going to take him to Gemelli Hospital, which was the best in Rome. What should have been a 40-minute journey in high traffic only took 8. The best surgeon wasn't there, but he heard it on the radio. He rushed, and he was there in time to perform the surgery. The Pope almost died. But the surgeon said that it was like the bullet hit a steel wall and was deflected. It missed the aorta by just a few millimeters. It just brushed some of the vital organs. Later, though, Pope John Paul II said, someone's hand had shot me, but another hand directed the bullet. For in everything that happened to me on that very day, I felt that extraordinary motherly protection and care, which turned out to be stronger than the deadly bullet. And so, dear mothers, on this Mother's Day, remember the special vocation you have and look to the example of our Blessed Mother. You are called to be that spiritual mother. You're called to be the one who is the holy woman and to be a model of holiness for your kids. You're called to be that presenter and teacher of the faith. I can say my mom taught me my prayers. So think about how important your role is in nurturing the faith of your children. Teach them the faith. And then also be that intercessor to protect them from evil. Pray for them each day, but give them the good guidance they need. With that, we help our children be lifted up to heaven. But think of it this way. So our Lord ascended. We want to make his presence known in our lives. But we also want to lift those children up. When I think of little children and lift them up, they're very excited. They have a new perspective of life. A little toddler, a two-year-old, has a whole new perspective. Same for us. When I've been on the roof of, like, my mom's house cleaning gutters or something, gives a whole new perspective of the situation. Well, moms, lift your children up to the Lord. Let them see that the vision of life is not just here and now. There's a bigger picture. It's called heaven. Let them see that it's not just about now as far as our own little needs and desires and fun. It's about living life with the Lord. Let them see that it's not just about the moral swamp in which we live in our society, but it's rather living by that higher standard, the truth, the goodness, the righteousness of Christ that gives us freedom. So mothers, lift up your children to the Lord. Yes, bring our Lord down into your homes. Make him present, but lift your children up. May God bless you. And with that, on this Mother's Day, I ask all moms to please stand for the special Mother's Day blessing. Loving God, as a mother gives life and nourishment to her children, so you watch over your church. We ask you to bless these women that they may be strengthened as Christian mothers. Let the example of their faith and love shine forth. Grant that we, their sons and daughters, may honor them always with a spirit of profound respect. And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon you and remain with you forever. Amen. Let us all stand now and profess our faith. I believe in one God, Almighty, maker of heaven.